Mighty John Marshall. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Mighty John Marshall on the phone. The man knows everything about records. Moneymusic.com is his website. A good list for February, man. 10 records worth $250 or more. Let us begin.
We'll begin with a great party record of all time. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Original 45 on Jordan Records currently. Up to $250. How about the Mamas and Papas? Their album, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. Do you have a copy? Look at the cover. Shows the Mamas and Papas in a bathtub. And to the right, there's a toilet. If the toilet is blocked off on the cover, no more than $25. But if there's a full view of the toilet, up to $250.
Ooh, nice.
From TV comes a soundtrack, The Green Hornet. The soundtrack currently up to $250. Mm. Beach Boys had a 45 1971 called Cool Water. Didn't do very well, but it's a big collectible at $350. How about Quiet Riot, 1979, Air 45, Slick Black Cadillac. Current value, up to $400. Mm. Old doo-wop records, very collectible. Look for Dion and the Belmonts. Presenting Dion and the Belmonts, the album, up to $500. Mm. Ronnie James Dio, his first album, Dio at Domino's, currently up to $700. Elvis, everything by Elvis is worth money. Look for one of his last big hits, Burning Love. Do you have a copy? Look at the label. If it's orange, no more than $15. But if the label is gray, up to $750. One Hit Wonders, Question Mark, and the Mysterians, 96 Tears. The original on Pogogo Records, up to $800. Number one on our list for the month, we give it to Neil Diamond. He recorded a song with the classmates of his child from elementary school. And the song was called We Wrote a Song Together. It's a 12-inch single. Current value, find a copy, up to $2,000.
Why the value? Why? Just why?
Well, it's very rare. I think there's only 2,000 of them out there.
No.
So tough to find. Neil Diamond can be quite collectible.
Cool.
So rarity is a big factor here, and that can really add to the value.
Question mark in the Mysterians, that is the $800 on that. That's just on the original label Pogogo, correct?
Right. Most copies would probably be found on Cameo Records.
Yeah.
And worth up to about $20.
Okay. Cool, yeah. Cool Water, Beach Boys. I never heard of it. Why the value on that?
Well, that's right. You never heard of it.
Okay.
Rarity is a big factor. It's on their own label, Brother Records. That's the Beach Boys label. And came out in 1971, one of the early releases on their new label. And the Beach Boys can be quite collectible. So rarity and collectability of the recording artist adds to value.
Now, I don't remember that song from the Mamas and the Papas, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. Was that a hit or no?
Well, that's the album. On the album, I think, is California Dreamin' and Monday Monday.
But the value is for the full toilet view there.
On the album cover, yeah.
You don't have the full toilet view, it's not worth much, right?
Well, $25 with the toilet blocked off and full view of the toilet, $250.
I'll be damned. Okay, and you know what? Funny, you know what's great about this list? I didn't hear you mention Picture Sleeve one time.
I didn't realize that.
No pictures.
We'll try to make up for that next round.
Mighty John Marshall, it is moneymusic.com. Great list. And thank you again. We'll chat in a couple of weeks, John.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it, buddy.